Welcome to episode 15 of the Repossible Podcast. I'm your host, Bradley Charbonneau, and this week we are talking about performance. Did you notice that little pause before I said the word performance? That's one of the few things I know about performance, and it's not because I studied acting or voice narration. It's because it's one of those things I know it when I see it. I can't necessarily put my finger on it, what makes the difference, what are the techniques, but that is one thing that we are going to get to the bottom of in the course Audio for Authors, which is why I'm bringing in pros who know more than I do. Today, as I'm here in Valencia, Spain, recording this from a rooftop with lots of wind noise and background music, but hey, I want to get it done. This morning, we heard a guide here in town, and I talked with her a bit, but she didn't seem to have, or at least boast about, or talk about any kind of acting background or theatrical background, but she was an actor. She was so theatrical. Her guide was a performance. Just her use of pause and her use of enunciation and exclamation points, so to speak, in her language, and just her passion for the city, it just came through in everything she said, and the way she said it, and the way she projected, and her voice was so deep and strong, even though she was this little thing. And it really reminded me how important performance is in audiobook and any audio production, in fact, any production at all. And that's where you see the difference of experience and, yeah, knowing what you're doing, and knowing what the difference is between performance and just reading aloud. So again, this is one of those things that I think it's hard to define. It's not such a science, you know, black and white or zeros and ones or right or wrong. There's an art to it, and that we can learn from and we can improve. I'm going to play here her little bit, the audio version. I think I'll try to put a video down below too, but I'll just play her performance, and what's kind of funny is that there is some music that goes on before, and it reminds me that what I enjoy about podcasts is that you're not limited to restrictions of audiobook technical specifications, where I think you're not supposed to have background music and stuff, but with a podcast, hey, you can pretty much do whatever you want, and how that adds to the flavor of it. So there's this guy playing saxophone in the background, and then it pans over to her, and I didn't even catch the most expressive of her moments today, but you'll get a quick idea of what she was like. And she was fantastic, and she just made the story of the city come alive through her performance. And my thought with this podcast episode today is for you to think about how the performance of your book is going to make your book come to life in more ways than just the words on the page. The audiobook coming to life through the performance of the narrator into the ears of the listener. Hope you enjoyed today's episode from Valencia, Spain, the Repossible Podcast. I'm still your host, and it's still Thursday. Bye-bye. Hasta luego.
Was living up there until year 1906, just because he really wanted to be very close to his job. Take a look.